from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers this hour. The email address is anything@kera.org. This came in from Pete in Dallas last week near the end of the show. He says, the last two Fridays, there was no weekend pullout section in the Dallas Morning News. Was it dropped by the paper? Where, when are the restaurant reviews and listings and arts listings published now, if that is the case? If you know the answer, call us, 800-933-5372. Kelly in Dallas writes, does anyone know where I can find information about City of Dallas regulations regarding digital signs? I recently been put in charge of a sign my school acquired to display events and messages, and I learned during training that some cities regulate whether or not these signs can flash or perform other actions that might distract drivers. I'd love to find these regulations in writing. Can anyone point me in the right direction? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Charlotte writes, we've attended the football games at TCU and enjoyed it tremendously. She says, my question is, if anyone has any idea of the sound levels in the stadium, we were seated under the covered area at the last game, and Charlotte says the sound was unbelievable to the point of almost being painful. Does anyone know, you know, maybe is anyone taking a decibel meter in there? Give us an idea of how loud it's getting. Barney in Richardson writes, I have an antique gold pocket watch that dates from the 19th century. It has a key wind mechanism instead of a stem wind. And he says, I'd like to contact a pocket watch collectors group, preferably in the DFW area, who can tell me more about the watch and give me an approximate value for the watch. Well, if you have any suggestions for Barney, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Up first today is JR in Dallas. Hello, JR.
Hi. My question is regarding a movie I saw on TV about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a black and white movie, and I was hoping someone could help me find the name of it. I only caught the middle part, and it looked like it was from the late 1950s. It was in black and white. It looked like the setting was maybe the Arizona desert, and it was about a young man in his 20s who got caught in a cave and couldn't get out, but you could see his face somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course of time, the townspeople find out about it, and he becomes a big sensation. And they build a carnival outside the cave, and they're selling T-shirts and everything. And a young lady who's the daughter of the big shot in town starts falling in love with him. And I didn't see the ending of the movie either.
Okay. we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. Terry in Arlington says, I have a 1993 Dodge Dynasty. And my regular mechanic says the noise I hear is the crankshaft, and he suggests replacing the engine at a cost of $1,500, which is expensive for me. Terry asks, can the crankshaft be replaced separately at a better price? Wayne in Fort Worth says today's Wall Street Journal has an article regarding an upcoming visit of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to Brazil. And the article displays a picture of Ahmadinejad and Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, greeting one another in New York several months ago. In this picture, each of them have their right hands clenched in a fist and their left hands holding the other's fist. Is this some sort of accepted foreign greeting gesture? Wayne asks, if so, what's its origin or meaning? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Up next is Wayne in Wiley. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have a question for you. The Fort Hood shooting victims, the casualties, as well as those that were injured.
Right.
I heard on PBS that the military individuals, they will be getting a Purple Heart, which opens up the door for a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the non-casualties that were, let's say, non-military, and I think there was either one or two civilians that were not a casualty, but injured.
Right, they weren't killed, but they were injured.
Right, to include the female police officer that shot the guy, they will be getting some type of congressional award that's equivalent to a Purple Heart. and I can't remember the name of that award that they will be getting. What is that award, you know?
Okay, well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Clay writes us there and says, every time I buy gasoline with my Amex card, I've noticed when I check my bill online that the purchase amount, the pending purchase amount, is more than my actual purchase. For example, if I bought gas for $34, my bill showed $75. After a few days, when the charge is approved, the purchase amount shows up correctly. Why is this, and who is profiting from this? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Craig in Italy. Hello, Craig.
Hello?
Yes, Craig, go right ahead.
Yeah, I had an answer for the question about the signs, the city regulations on those.
Yeah.
If you go to City Hall, you should be able to, they should be able to tell you the regulations as far as signs on flashing or whatever.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Renee in Denton writes to us and says, at thrift stores and Goodwill stores, I have purchased Calliope brand shoes for my daughter. They are almost always patent leather, very frilly and girly. Renee says, I've seen them in white, black, and red. I've tried to find out who makes these shoes and where they are carried new and have never been able to find them. She writes, every time I do a Google search, the only thing I get back is eBay or other auction sites for pre-owned shoes. The Calliope name is found inside the shoe on the bottom, and the label indicates they are manufactured in the USA. It makes me wonder if these are just really old shoes that I'm finding. Does anybody know if that's the case or where to find them? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Up next is Candace calling from Denton. Hello, Candace.
Hi.
Hi there.
My question is, I'm getting married in May, and I'm trying to find a place to rent tables, like the 10-foot round tables, and it seems to be pretty expensive, so I was wondering if someone knew a place where we could get a discounted table rate.
Hmm, okay.
Tables and linens, actually.
Right, right. Okay, well, you've probably checked all the party rental places.
Right.
So those places are not the kinds of places you're looking for. You're looking for a little bit better deal. Okay. Well, right. We'll see if someone has a suggestion for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Ed wrote this answer into a conversation we had last week about responsibility for sewer lines. And Ed says the location of the water meter or the sewer line has nothing to do with the property line or responsibility. He says the responsibility for repair of the sewer and water line is the owner of the property the utility serves. The water meter is maintained by the serving agency. However, there's usually a charge for installing or moving the meter, which only the serving agency is allowed to do. Most individuals and plumbers do not have the tools and or knowledge to do the work safely, including contamination of the water system. So this is done this way to define access, the access right for the serving agency. We also got a question from Yaya, who says, I'm looking for places in the area where one can purchase used screenplays for films. This emailer says, I've already tried Half Price Books, and they don't have the biggest selection. Does anyone have a suggestion? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Up next is Bruce in Carrollton. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I think I might possibly have an answer for the question about the movie where the guy was trapped in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very much like a Kirk Douglas movie called The Big Circus.
The Big Circus. Okay.
I believe that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure, no problem.
And we'll see if Greg in Hurst can confirm that. Greg, does that sound right to you?
Well, it's based on the story of Floyd Collins. I don't know what the movie was called, but they made a musical out of it probably about 10 years ago.
Okay. All right. So look up Floyd Collins and maybe...
Yeah, it's
maybe
a true story.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. David wants to know if anyone knows of urban wildlife studies that are going on in the Dallas area. And this is from Cheryl and Wiley, who wants to know if anyone in the Dallas area has any suggestions for help learning how to use a computer. Cheryl says, I think I know some of the basics, but often run into snags. This occurs with various activities and various applications like Word, email, internet searches, et cetera, using photo websites. Is there a place that Cheryl can call? Is there a free service where you can get computer training in the community? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Amy in Flower Mound. Hello, Amy.
Hi, this is Amy. I think I have an answer to the question about the sign, the mm-hmm. woman who called about the ISD and the variable message board sign. Mm-hmm. And I believe she said that was in Dallas. And really, each city has their own sign code, and that would be where they would get that answer. And usually you're not allowed to flash things more frequently than every 10 seconds, so it's not a distraction to drivers.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Mark in Irving. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Yes,
I have
ahead.
An answer for the guy who had a question regarding the different amount on his credit card statement
okay.
At a gas station, or really it can occur anywhere. And that is that in a credit card transaction, you've got an authorization and a post or a capture. And the authorization checks that you have the amount available and also reserves that amount. And they do that because they don't know how much you're going to put in your car when you're getting gas. So they auth, it sounds like, for $75 in his case. And he would find, I'm guessing, that the pump would stop at 75 and he would have to re-auth if he needed to get more than that.
Okay.
And then that amount usually just expires after a few days, or they can manually reverse the authorization depending on how the business works.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
We got Angela in Coppell emailed us and said, anywhere your card is approved first and charged later, gas, hotel, et cetera, they approve more than the bill. After all, she says, if you're filling up an SUV, your bill may be $75. Nobody makes any money off of it. It's just a hold on the funds in your account until the final amount is processed, so the company is assured that you have enough money to cover whatever the final charge actually turns out to be. The guy stuck in the cave, Valerie in Plano, says, this looks like this is maybe from a movie site, says it's Ace in the Hole, made in 1951. And the description says, only recently liberated from film archives to DVD, this Kirk Douglas feature is one of Billy Wilder's best films and one of the least known, based loosely on the famous Floyd Collins case in 1920s Kentucky, when Collins got stuck in a cave hunting Indian relics while hundreds of rescuers worked over several days to free him. The Collins episode captivated the attention of the entire nation. This Billy Wilder version is moved to the New Mexico outback. It was filmed near Gallup, New Mexico. And Wilder turns it into a probing examination of the American love of spectacle as the attempt to rescue a man trapped in a cave turns into a big carnival, which was the alternate title for the movie. Kirk Douglas plays a newsman on the make who happens to be in the right place at the right time to own the story of the rescue. When other news reporters try to get access, one of them reasons with Douglas, "We're all in the same boat." The Douglas character answers, "I'm in the boat, you're in the water, now let's see how you can swim." The film is called Ace in the Hole. And it was made, according to Valerie here in Plano, it was made in 1951. 800-933-5372. Up next is Cassius in Fort Worth. Hello, Cassius.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just had a question about the MasterCard and Visa symbols that people hold out when you buy a transaction. And like the donut shop, it says $4 minimum for a transaction like that. And I wondered, is that legitimate? Can they, you know, not do it? My understanding is that there shouldn't be a limit, or there isn't a limit, how little you can use a debit card or a bank card for. But I wanted to know if that was legitimate, that, you know, these people can set minimum standards for what you can purchase.
Sure. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
It's anything you ever wanted to know. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers to anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Nilifer. And thank you. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. It's what Teresa did. She says, we're looking for a group of modelers who like to buy, collect, and build Japanese-manufactured model kits like robots. Mark in Old East Dallas is looking for an expert kite builder and flyer, hopefully one in the same. Does anyone know an expert kite builder or flyer or both? Let's see. Someone is looking for a place where aluminum cans can be exchanged for cash in the Denton-Lewisville area. And Sean in Rockwall has this question that we had a couple of weeks ago. And I agree with Sean, who doesn't think we got an answer. I don't think we got an answer either. What causes the jerking motion that sometimes happens just as you start to doze off to sleep? Sean says, I've always wondered what the actual mental process was that was occurring that would manifest a physical reaction like this. Does anyone have any ideas? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Al in Plano. Hello, Al.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I've been researching, trying to buy a TV high definition.
Mm-hmm.
And I settled on Sony, but this is my dilemma. In Sony stores, they sell it for $1,995. Amazon.com is selling for $19.50, and Best Buy is selling it for $16.99.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the reverse side, I'm trying to buy a DVD player, the Blu-ray. The Best Buy is $2.99, Sony is $2.49, and Amazon $203. How is it possible? I mean, it's the same brand, it's the same name, the same model.
Hmm.
I have a dilemma is that, you know, the price, the, you know, variation is just unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's why we do the show. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Al. All right, thanks a lot.
You bet.
800-933-5372. Up next is David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, David.
Yeah. I was watching the University of Texas football game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, University has duplicate numbers, like two number eights, one on defense, one on offense. Same thing with other numbers. I was wondering why University of Texas does it. I don't think I've seen any other university do that or any other football team, college.
And you're sure it's not the same player on playing both sides of the ball?
No, it's not the same player. It's two different players.
Okay, on the same team, but they have the same number.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Enjoying the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Rick writes, with confirmation, according to Wikipedia, the film name is The Big Carnival, otherwise known as Ace in the Hole, starring Kirk Douglas, directed by Billy Wilder, and it is 1951. I'm going to check that out myself. Let's see. Kim says... Kim, who's a restaurant reviewer and columnist for the section, says the Dallas Morning News Guide is still in the newspaper and hasn't gone away, but sometimes it's buried fairly deep inside the sections. Today, for example, it's wrapped inside the advertising supplement that has Fry's Electronics on the front. And, you know, if you get the paper delivered, because this has happened to anybody who gets the paper, and I get the paper in my front yard every day, sometimes it's missing a section or it's, you know if the paper delivery person wasn't expecting rain and, you know, it wasn't double wrapped. I mean, typically they do a great job, but they will bring you another paper if you're missing a section or something, or if your paper's damaged. So if you're not getting the guide and you want it, you know, you can call them and they'll bring you another one. Let's talk next. Let's get another answer on that from Ann in Dallas. Hello, Ann.
There. This is Ann Pinson. I'm the editor for the guide section of the Dallas Morning News.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, and absolutely. Just like Kim said, local folks should be getting a Friday guide. If they did not, feel free to have them give me a call. I'm at 214-97.
You know what? Let's get your number
off
the air, because seriously, I would hate for your voicemail to melt. So,
okay.
But yeah, it's. I appreciate you calling and thanks for listening. And the customer service is pretty on top of it. If you're missing the guide, they'll make sure that you get another copy. So
thanks.
Hold on. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Thomas in Plano. Hello, Thomas.
Hi. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
I had an answer about the computer literacy inquiry.
Yeah.
I've actually been teaching computer literacy for about 3 months, and the opinion I've formed as far as like the best widely available resource for people is just go to your nearest community college and check out their continuing education computer classes.
Okay. Very
good. I think it's a really good way to go. You can get very targeted classes on, you know, the type of software that you're wanting help with. And they also have things for seniors at senior centers most of the time as well.
What a great suggestion. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Derek says via email that you can find many scripts online, movie scripts online at IMDb.com, internetmoviedatabase.com. Print them out. Actually, it says IMSDB.com. Maybe it's internetmoviescriptdatabase.com. So check those out. Let's see. Theron in Dallas, who looks like he knows a little something about, from his signature, about sound levels, says if your TCU football fan game attendee has an iPhone or if a friend has an iPhone, they can download a decibel meter application or an app and check the next time they go to a game. He says it's probably over 100 decibels at the game. Let's see. Wendell in Flower Mound says, earlier this year I had a program on KERA-FM in which the guest was an author talking about his new book. During the interview, he talked extensively about Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he offered the analysis that Emerson was not so much promoting back-to-nature transcendentalism as he was satirizing the political climate and philosophy of his time. I'd like to know the name of the author and the title of his book. Unfortunately, I can't remember. So if you can remember, if you remember hearing that interview, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Raj in Frisco. Hello, Raj. Are you with us, Raj?
Hi, Jeff.
Yes.
This is an answer for the person looking for the computer classes.
Yeah.
As Thomas mentioned, the community colleges are a good source. There are also classes conducted in recreation if your city has one.
Okay.
And, of course, senior centers are also a good place to go for the classes.
Yeah. Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling. You know, all of the counties have a community college district, at least that surround Wiley, if my geography is correct. The Dallas County Community College District, the Collin County Community College District, and Tarrant County Community College District. So those are great resources. And then, of course, the recreation centers or senior centers as well. So thanks for those calls very much. 800-933-5372 is our phone number, and that's where we find Tim calling from Flower Mound. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have a question about the scoring in tennis.
Okay.
Thought about it for a long time, but never asked anybody. Why does it go from love to 30, or love to 15 to 30 to 40 versus love 15, 30, 45, or something like that? So,
okay, well,
anybody knows why they came up with those arbitrary numbers? I'd appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
From the email box, anything at kera.org, Bill in Denton says, over the last few months, I've noticed some posts by the highway, almost always overpasses, he says, that have some kind of electronic monitoring equipment mounted to them. He says they're like light posts, but have no lights. Some have cameras, but all have what appear to be antennas and maybe a kind of transponder reader, not unlike the toll tag readers. He says, I've noticed these same readers at some intersections in conjunction with surveillance cameras in town. My question is, what are these? What information is being collected? Who's getting the information? And what's being done with the information? And who is paying for the equipment and for the information gathering? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Charlie in Dallas. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Jack. Really enjoy your show.
Hey, thanks.
I have a quick answer for the question about how to value an old pocket watch I believe someone had.
Yeah.
There's an organization called the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors, NAWCC. There are several members in the Dallas area. Probably best to access those through the internet.
Okay.
And hopefully they'd be able to value that for them.
Say it one more time, the organization?
National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
800-933-5372 is that phone number. The email address, anything at kera.org. Maria is new to the Dallas area. She writes, I'm looking for a music store that sells a wide variety of sheet music. Are there any in our area? Well, Eric, who you heard earlier from the control room, says Pender's Music. It's P-E-N-D-E-R apostrophe S. Pender's Music in Denton. they are sort of the sheet music capital of North Texas, quite honestly. So check them out. And also, if anyone has any other suggestion, I guess closer to Dallas, call us, 800-933-5372. Up next is David in Dallas. Hey, David.
Hi. My question is that my understanding has always been that MasterCard and Visa doesn't allow contract vendors to charge an additional fee if you use their credit card. Yet some people do that, and mm-hmm. the government does that. Do you know anything about it?
Okay. Well, we'll ask. That's our second credit card and business question we've got that we haven't answered yet this hour. So maybe somebody can answer both of those. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, I had an answer about the guy asking about prices on electronics.
Yeah.
He quoted prices from Amazon, Best Buy, and what other business?
The Sony store, I think he said. Is there a Sony store? Okay, yeah, I think it was the Sony store.
Yeah, so he quoted prices, and the Best Buy was the highest, and then Sony, and then Amazon was the lowest. Well, Best Buy, they operate a retail, they operate a front. They have to charge for stocking all that equipment, and they have to charge just to keep it in their showroom, in their store.
Right.
On the other hand, internet stores like Amazon, they have such low overhead. They only charge to keep it in a warehouse. So it's pristine as opposed to, people touching the little electronics.
Or they may not even have it in a warehouse. They may just order it when you order it.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
So even less cost to them.
Right. All right.
So that's basically why their prices are so low.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Daniel.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Up next is Kieran in Dallas. Hello, Kieran.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I have an answer on the football number.
Yeah, for the UT players.
Well, it's not just UT. So okay. I'm a USC guy, and we have multiple the same numbers.
Okay.
They just can't be on the field at the same time. And, well, that one I'm not totally sure about, but they do allow multiple players with the same number, and they don't even have in the NCAA, the same thing that the NFL. If you notice by position, if you ever notice in the NFL, kind of quarterbacks have this type of number range.
Sure.
Wide receivers, they don't have that in college either. So a kid is able to keep his favorite number from high school or whatever, and that. So, and there's been talk about them trying to get the NFL off some of those rules as well.
Hmm. Okay.
And I was just going to add about the Amazon. So that's exactly right. So those ones. They'll ship from distributed warehouses, as it's called, right? So they're just a window, a storefront, and they never even have ownership of it as well. So that's why they just take a smaller margin on it and just are a booking agent for somebody else.
Okay.
That's like what buy.com is.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. We also got an answer on the football numbers and players from the email box. Vernon says, yes, they do occur. Even Texas A&M has duplicate player numbers. He says, at first I thought it was due to suiting out too many players, but the players play only one way, either defense or offense. Ben says, Calliope Shoes are an Italian clothing brand. Their website is calliope.info. He says, but I don't see an option for U.S. or U.K. in the country selection on their website. Let's see, Don, who works at a credit card processing company, says it is legal for retailers to require a minimum purchase amount for a credit card purchase, including the minimum $4 purchase amount mentioned by the caller. He says the merchant must pay a service charge for every credit card purchase. As a percentage of the sale, it's expensive for merchants to allow small purchase amounts. He says, by the way, merchants are not permitted to charge additional fees for a customer using a credit card. Only governmental agencies are permitted to add a convenience fee to a credit card transaction. And Fish writes and says, I used to work for a credit card bank, and retailers are not allowed to do this per their merchant's contract with the card brand, Visa, MasterCard, etc. They're in danger of losing their ability to accept cards as payment if they are reported by you, for instance, to the card brand. He says, stores have to pay a portion of each sale to the card company. The idea is that by accepting those cards, they'll get more business, and the small percentage is worth the extra volume and revenue. Fish says if the sale amount of a transaction is too small, there's not enough profit to cover the payment to the card company, and some businesses limit the minimum amount to keep from losing money on that transaction. However, their contract with the card company prohibits refusing a transaction because the sale amount is too small. They're supposed to accept the card or they're in violation of their merchant's contract. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Brandon in Frisco. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Jeff. Love the show.
Hey, thanks. Cool. Thanks a lot.
Listen, I know a great can bank, the fellow that called about, or I guess it was an email about recycling aluminum cans.
Yeah.
In Louisville or Denton area.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using one in Carrollton, which is not too far from Louisville, for 5-6 years. That is awesome.
Okay.
It's on the southwest corner of Midway Road and Trinity Mills.
Very good. Thanks very much, Brandon.
You're welcome. Thanks.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Let's talk to Paul in Rowlett. Hello, Paul.
Yes, good afternoon. The guy that called in about the antennas and poles by the road at the intersections, chances are those are the newest technology in detecting red light runners, and they'll send you a nice little $75 fine letter in the mail.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All right, look for a camera next time you see one of them.
All righty. Let's see. From the email box, anything at KERA.org, Alan in Dallas writes, on a recent show, someone asked what grocery stores do with recycled plastic bags. And Alan says, I don't believe the question was answered. I don't think it was. Well, I think they recycle them, but, you know, what exactly do they do with them? And this is from Pat in Dallas, who writes, a teacher wants to use his own camera to make videos of students' behaviors in the hall during passing periods or on the playground and lunchroom and in their classrooms, demonstrating unsafe and or uncivilized behaviors. He wants to show this at a meeting to a group of comprised of several DISD schools, faculty, and administrators. Doesn't he need written parental permission and a release from liability to capture images of every child photographed or videotaped? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. We'll be right back. From KERA, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at KERA.org. And let's go to a very patient caller, Kumar in Plano. Hello, Kumar. Are you with us?
Sure.
No, there you are. There you are. Go right ahead.
I have a question. It's a military question.
Yeah.
And I heard in the news that, you know, the military people who got killed in the Fort Wood shootings were flown to the their bodies were flown to the Air Force, the Dover Air Force Base.
Dover Air Force Base, right.
And my impression was that Dover Air Force Base is only for, you know, people who get killed in the war, like, you know, overseas. And I was wondering why the military people who got shot here within the country were flown there.
I think that you know, some will certainly correct this or expand on it, and they're welcome to. But I think that Dover is where the U.S. military, essentially where the morgue and processing facility is for soldiers who are killed in the line of duty. I would imagine, and I'm really reaching here, I don't know for a fact, but I would imagine that soldiers who are killed in accidents overseas or here, you know, they're on active duty, I'll bet they go to Dover as well, because that's where they do all of these fine folks. They do them right there, and they treat them with respect, and they honor them appropriately. And it's set up to do it at Dover so that everybody gets the highest level of respect and treatment, you know, who have died in the line of service for the country. So that's my guess.
Okay.
They send to everybody to Dover because that's where the facility is.
Okay.
And I'm sure someone will call and confirm or maybe expand on that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for calling. 800-933-5372 is also where we find Margaret in Plano. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Mr. Whittington. I grew up in Houston in the 50s and the 60s, mm-hmm. and these little brown toads, and I don't know what species they were very plentiful. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere and not see these little toads. And I read recently in the newspaper that they are near extinction and there may only be 300 left in the Harris County. And I was wondering if someone knew specifically, not just a surmise, but specifically, what caused their extinction or near extinction, and what, if any, efforts are being made to bring these back. These are beautiful little creatures, and I hate to see that they are passing from this earth.
Well, a lot of the research that I've seen says that amphibians and toads and frogs are kind of they're sort of the canaries in the coal mine.
Right.
But someone will have an answer for you. Hopefully someone will call us or email us with some information about those little brown toads.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Penelope writes and says, I recently had my wedding reception in my backyard and had to wrangle many of the party supplies myself. She says, I did many searches through Craigslist where there are many people offering party items for rental or purchase. She says, I ended up purchasing 200 wine glasses with the intent to post them on Craigslist for rental or purchase. Often it can be less expensive to purchase these items and then sell them back through auction sites. Penelope says, there are weddings and parties going on every weekend. Margaret suggests Nadine's Music Manor in Plano for a sheet music source much closer to Dallas. They're on the northwest corner of 15th and Independence in Plano, and if you search for Nadine's, N-A-D-I-N-E apostrophe S, Nadine's Music Manor. On the web, you'll find a website. Let's see. We also got an answer on the highway cameras. Derek in Arlington says, as far as I know, in Texas, on many major highways, there are camera systems, he says, which I believe are used to watch traffic at high traffic areas. Also, I have a friend who is able to access them via his BlackBerry and literally view the highways from his phone. So I'm not sure if this is what the equipment he is seeing has been referenced in particular in your answer, but that's one suggestion. 800-933-5372. Up next is Don in Fort Worth. Hello, Don.
Hi, Jeff. I have an answer to a music store.
Yeah.
I'm a band director in Fort Worth, and there is a huge music store in Fort Worth called J.W. Pepper's Music. And they're a nationwide chain.
Okay.
They happen to have a site in Fort Worth. And if the caller who had the question goes there, if they can't get it at the store, they can order it from any of their other stores nationwide. They also have a huge website where you can order any type of music that you want. If she can't get it in any of the other stores, J.W. Pepper's will have it.
Where's the Fort Worth store located?
The store is located on, I believe it's the Oakland exit on I-30 East. And you have to go it's sort of an access road, but it's right there, and you can't miss it once you get to it.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Don.
All right, sure thing.
800-933-5372. Up next is Cisco in Arlington. Hello, Cisco.
Hi, Jeff. I have a question.
You bet.
I am having trouble with my Mazda 3. It's making a real loud vibration. I thought it was the muffler, the exhaust. I've got the exhaust checked out so many times by different people, and mm-hmm. It's not the exhaust. Now, I was told that it might be my motor mounts. What are the signs of the motor mounts going out?
Well, I'm certainly not qualified to answer it, but I bet somebody listening might be. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Rhonda in Murphy wants to know if there's any place in the Dallas metro area that sells singing or prayer bowls. If anyone can offer any helpful hints on what to look for in a bowl and a reasonable price range, I've always heard them called Tibetan singing bowls. And actually, there is a vendor at the State Fair of Texas who has these. Of course, the fair, sadly, will have to wait until next September to revisit the fair. But we'll see if we get an answer for you, Rhonda. Courtney in Arlington is wondering if there's a grocery delivery provider in the DFW area that delivers food, pet supplies, cleaning products, etc., to the elderly. Oh, and Courtney also reminds us that she's looking to have some antique glass bangle bracelets appraised. Does anyone know any antique glass specialists in the DFW area. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Vanessa in Arlington. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi. In answer to the singing bowls,
yeah,
you might try Ozeet's. It's a restaurant, cafe, and store over off Preston and 190.
Yeah, it's in Dallas, but it's almost to Richardson, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Great place. But the reason I was calling, I have a drawer full of empty prescription bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's a place that, if I take them back to my pharmacy, do they reuse those? Or if there's a place that I should take them, and do I need to take the labels off first?
Do they have a little number on them, like the little recyclable symbol?
I don't know.
Because if they have like that little recyclable symbol and it says like number 5 or number 7 or whatever, kind of like it's on the bottom of your, you know, like the plastic milk jugs and stuff, you can just put them right into your city's, if your city accepts that plastic number, you can put it right into the recycling bin if you have that in your city, or if you have a place to recycle plastic. I would take my personal information off of a prescription bottle before I threw it away or recycled it. But I'll bet it's recyclable. You might want to look at the bottom of it and see.
So it's not like a pharmacy would take them back and refill them?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I would just think that because of
prevent the reproduction of them.
Yeah, or there might, be some slight residual medication in there that, you know, they wouldn't be able to adequately sanitize or clean.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Harrison in Dallas. Hello, Harrison.
Yeah, I had a question. I had watched the movie about a couple that was in love, and she was about to die, or she was dying, and to surprise her, he ended up buying a actual star, like in the sky for her,
mm-hmm.
and he had like a receipt showing or something showing that it was legally his. I wanted to know if that was true, if you could really do that, because I wanted to do that for my wife.
I think there are star naming companies that you know, if you just look up on the internet, I think there are companies that do that.
Okay.
whether or not it's you actually own the star in question.
Yeah, that's something else.
Is another question, but yeah, if you look that up, and maybe someone will have had an experience, and they can call and tell us about it.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Locke emails us anything at kera.org. It says, and Locke says, regarding tennis, I played about 10 years, and this was the explanation I heard. And Locke says, Wikipedia sums it up better than my coach ever did, and says, sorry, coach. The origins of the 15, 30, and 40 scores are believed to be medieval French. It's possible, and I guess this is from Wikipedia, that a clock face was used on court with a quarter move of the hand to indicate a score of 15, 30, and 45. When the hand moved to 60, the game was over. However, it was realized that the game could then be won by luck, and so the idea of deuce was introduced. In order to make the score still within the 60 ticks on the clock face, the 45 was changed to 40. Therefore, if both players have a 40, the first player to score receives 10, and then that moves the clock to 50. If the player scores a second time before the opponent is able to score, they are awarded another 10 and the clock moves to 60, and the 60 signifies the end of the game. However, if a player fails to score twice in a row, then the clock would move back to 40 to establish another deuce. Let's see. Regarding highway surveillance, Derek says also in Arizona, they have highway equipment able to detect speeding, and it's used to send out automated speeding tickets. He says, I don't believe we have these in Texas. I've not heard of any legislation. And there's apparently been some backlash in Arizona with speeders destroying these detection systems out of frustration. John in Fort Worth says, teachers and school administrators have a strong duty to make sure students have a safe environment. This is in regard to the camera and DISD and parents' permission. He says, if the picture will be shown to the administrators, I don't believe it's wrong, but one should ask the building principal. Let's see. Enoch says, depending on the city, the electronic devices on light poles possibly are a Wi-Fi network for city vehicles and police department use. He says, in Arlington, they have the devices all over the city to connect the squad cars to their server, and some cities have a software to run plates of cars in front of the squad cars. In Arlington, the devices are made by Motorola and are 2 to 3 blocks apart. Vivian says, I grew up in Mesquite in the 50s and 60s when horned toads were everywhere, and seemed to be as plentiful as ants. We used to catch and release them during the summer months, and I had last heard they had migrated westward in Texas due to human population growth in the Metroplex. Sarah also writes us and says, there's also a Pender's Music on the corner of Midway and Trinity Mills in Dallas. So it's a little bit closer than Denton. 800-933-5372. Let's see if we got time to squeeze in a couple more calls. Let's talk to a very patient David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi. I'm wondering what happened to what were originally called the Witches of Dallas. They were about 7 foot tall red sandstone statues in back of the Stemmons Towers. This is going back about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
People used to go there on Halloween and think they were going to come alive.
Hmm. Okay.
And they're gone.
And where were they exactly?
In back of the Stemmons Towers.
Okay.
The four towers on Stemmons between, what, Motor Street?
Okay.
Just wondering what happened.
All right. Well, someone is likely to know. Probably, we'll probably get an answer for you next week. But,
okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's talk to Tom in Fort Worth. Hello, Tom.
Hello. I had a partial answer for the gentleman who was asking about buying or naming a star.
Yeah.
My understanding, it's actually either a scientific or an international committee. The buying and naming of stars, craters, or other celestial objects is not allowed.
Hmm. Okay.
So I'd have to do more digging. I'm not in a position to at the moment.
Okay.
But before you give any money to those people, research in depth whether it's legitimate.
It's probably a good idea when you're giving money to any people.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I did have a question about a very old Masterpiece Theater show. I saw this as a kid. It was a very surreal movie that had gentlemen with very large shields dressed up as Roman soldiers.
Hmm.
And the only scene I remember is one where the two main characters were moving through a maze of these soldiers that kept shifting. I was wondering if anybody could tell me what the name of that was.
Do you remember about when you saw it?
Let's see. I think I was 10 or 12, so 89 to 92, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Hey, thank you very much.
You bet. And let's get one more caller. Let's talk to Lindsay in Dallas. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi. I have an answer about the Tibetan prayer bowls.
Yeah.
They are at Michael's Motorcycle. It's a salon in Dallas. It's just one guy, and he has a one-room salon above Cafe Madrid at Knox Henderson. And he sells the Tibetan prayer bowls and gongs and all sorts of stuff like that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the lead.
Okay, thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by yours truly. Nilofer Arsala is our engineer. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. Our assistant producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you very much, Betsy. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything@kera.org. I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.